You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday, and it is time for our Set Apart to Serve conversation. We're heading to Concordia University in Nebraska and Concordia University St. Paul. We're going to talk about athletics today and how that plays a role in the development, the formation, and recruitment of future church workers.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us today, Matt Beisel. He is head cross-country and track and field coach at Concordia University, Nebraska. Matt, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hey, thank you.
Also joining us today, Josh Schumacher. He's head football coach at Concordia University, St. Paul. Josh, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me on.
So this is a fun conversation. We get to talk about sports, athletics, and the development and formation of future church workers. And you serve a lot of students at Concordia University St. Paul and Concordia University Nebraska. Let's talk about the ways that you serve your Concordia universities. Matt, let's start with you and how you serve at Concordia University Nebraska and your path to serving there as well.
Yeah, one of the things right now is when I have lots and lots of recruiting calls with families during the summer. And we get asked a lot of questions. And one of the questions that comes up is what is it that makes you different? Like, why would we come to you? And again, a lot of these are not like people looking at multiple Concordias, but they're just curious, like, what sets you apart? And, you know, and I thought about that a long time. I graduated from Concordia, Nebraska back in 92. And then I was able to coach at Concordia Chicago for 6 years. Which is when Sarah and I were together. And so during this whole process, you know, I've grown a lot and the Holy Spirit's worked in me in helping me to understand what my purpose and my calling are. And so the way I look at it is very simply put, the relationship with the athlete is the most important thing. It's something I pursue very intentionally, but I'm an absolute believer that a relationship is the best way to serve others in Christ's name. And so I have come to the conclusion that getting to be a coach of a large team, and trying, you know, through recruiting and building the culture and all that to set ourselves up to win championships and things like that is simply a pathway that God's given to me uniquely, but also the people I'm working with to build relationships so that we can serve them both from a practical standpoint in a coaching setting, but also in a much bigger way. And that's with a team our size, we have kids coming to us 24/7. Are you in your office? Can I talk to you after practice? I know it's Saturday night, and we get to hear their hearts and pray with them and encourage them. They go through a lot of things, and sometimes they're just having a bad hair day and they spilled their coffee in the morning, a very great travesty. Or sometimes they just stop by and want to just waste your time and have a fun time just joking around because their next class is coming up. But a lot of times it's really serious. It's stuff back home that they're worried about, family members that are ill, roommate issues. It might be oh my gosh, my boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with me. And then as we all know, it's like sometimes it's really serious mental health stuff, disordered eating or anxiety that's really crippling or something else that's going on where I'm just a way to help get them to professional help. And so to me, that's my purpose here, and I love it. Hmm.
Josh, tell us about how you serve at Concordia University St. Paul.
Yeah, so I'm just really starting my role at Concordia University St. Paul. I started January 11th, and so my family visited right after the new year, and then I drove out and got there, and then the next day I had a meeting with 53 players, and 53 players is not very many for a college football team. And so we had I had to hire a staff and try to bring in the right guys there, and then really focused on recruiting high school students. So we brought in about 34 high school students and then needed to bring in transfer students, which is not, can always be a hot button topic. But something that, you know, in my previous experience at Concordia Ann Arbor, you know, a lot of the transfers we'd bring in were guys that, like Matt said, we already had relationships with. And those relationships, a lot of times in coaching, when you recruit someone, I've seen coaches or heard horror stories about coaches that are just, you put so much effort into building a relationship and it doesn't always go the way you want. And so our goal has always been to just tell them to wish them God's blessings and then also leave a door open if they ever think that they want to come back and work together. And I've had a lot of great experiences with guys in that way. And so, yeah, we did bring in quite a few transfers in this winter. Our roster is close to 110. So I would say it was definitely a difficult transition of just my family was still in Michigan. I was apart from them. So like the first 32 days I was there, it felt like I abandoned my wife and four kids, which was it was a tough thing. But it definitely gives you the environment to really build those relationships with the guys early on, because you're just immersed. And I would tell myself, if I'm here away from my family, I got to be the most efficient as I possibly can in terms of trying to maximize the time I have here before go back and forth. So fortunately, my family's moved out to Minnesota, and we're thankful for the new opportunity there. And I've been blessed to, I had a mentor in Lonnie Priest that Matt had an office next to at Concordia Chicago that really came in as my senior year at Concordia Chicago, that really was an influential coach that combined faith in football. And it was something going to a public school, and we had a little bit of it at Concordia Chicago before, but he really made a profound impact on me in that way. And getting to coach at Concordia was something I always wanted to do, being my parents were church workers, and I always thought that if I could be a mentor to guys that wanted to be teachers and coaches and help them learn how to coach football in a great way, that they could then go be blessings at the schools and places that they served. And really, that was a huge thing that we got to do at Concordia Ann Arbor. It grew in that way. And, excited to get to do similar things at St. Paul in that way. The theme verse that we use is Compelled. Talks, and we kind of use it from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for Christ's love compels us, is the NIV. But the ESV talks about how it controls us or constrains us, that Christ's love is just all-encompassing of us, right? And that, and I love the message that one died for all, right? Because we get to preach at Concordia is that Christ died for all, not just for some, but for all. And so I think my role is just to combine, to continue out the mission of CSP, that all are welcome and Christ will be honored, and really establish a great structure within a football program. Because I find that if we don't do my job as a football coach well and know those things well, then maybe they don't want to listen to me about the other things. So it's like, we want to be called to be excellent in all that we do. And so that we can have those relationships with the guys, and as they're dealing with the different things in their life, right? You can open up the word and share what it says to them, and explain what it says to us, and point them to the different resources on campus and connect them to other parts of campus, whether it's a campus chaplain or just different professors in that way. So really being a connection point to help continue to carry out the full mission of the university is what I do at Concordia St. Paul.
Now, both of you are really well-respected coaches. I ran track for Coach Beisel when I was at Concordia Chicago. And then Lonnie Priest, I know I didn't play football, but I know he was quite an influence on all the football coaches or the football players at Concordia Chicago. Both of you are now these coaches of young men and women. Let's talk about how sports have been developmental, part of your development, both physically and as a whole person, in your own upbringing, in your own school experiences. How have sports athletics been part of your own development as a whole person? Coach Beisel?
Yeah. So that's a great question. I actually, this is kind of funny because I was asked a similar question. I was interviewed by Airy Brothers Radio about a month ago, and we had just a great conversation. These two guys are just awesome. And so I gave them kind of the long rundown, but it's as I said to them, it's really somewhat shocking to me, even now that I'm in a coaching role, that athletics were a big part of my life. Because as I grew up, I had, a mom and a dad who, because of their life circumstances growing up, just never did sports, didn't think about it, didn't talk about it. For instance, my mom grew up on a subsistence farm in New Salem, North Dakota, actually 20 miles outside of New Salem, and had 9 brothers and sisters. And I don't think they had electricity or plumbing until they were 7. She never learned how to swim. She was teaching in a one-room schoolhouse when she was 16 or 17 years old, and then, went on to the working world from there. And my dad, totally different reasons, same story. And so I was a really active kid. I ran around all the time and was just always on the move. And And then I think it was a presidential fitness mile in eighth grade, and Mr. Nelson at my middle school had us do it. And I think I was one of the fastest people. And so he talked me into, didn't take much. He's like, you should do intramural track this spring. And so in eighth grade, I had like two practices, ran the mile. I think I got third place. All the school got out to watch us. And, I'm sure they were happy about that. And I ran, this 5:59 mile. And it was like, oh, okay. That was kind of fun. Got some applause. I was like, okay. And at the time I was really struggling. I mean, I look at it now from my perspective and it's like, I had no social skills. I, had like one friend, and I just was kind of like, And so, but I desperately wanted to have friends and to be liked, and I just didn't have the skills to do it and was relatively new in the school. And so, someone must have talked to my dad and said, your son should do cross country. So before ninth grade started, he and I were sitting in a meeting with cross country team, and I had no idea what was going on. And so the first fall I ran cross country, and I had a really nice coach who was a FCA guy at our school, but he didn't know much about cross country. He coached basketball. And then I think I ran the whole season in basketball high tops. I might have had stress fractures. My legs hurt so bad all the time. And the only reason I didn't quit is because I had these kids who were like, hey, this kid's all right. It's like, let's talk to him. And I finally found a group. And that was important to me. It was huge. And so I found social acceptance and began to learn some things socially about how to interact with people and all that stuff. But I actually was decent at running. And as I was at a camp out in, central Nebraska, a bunch of high school kids. And I told them, I said, if you're good at something, you tend to like it better. Like it grows on you. Even if it's a hard thing, if you realize, hey, I'm kind of good at this compared to other people, and you get praise and applause and affirmation, it's like, well, I guess I'll keep doing it. So I did that through high school and walked on to Concordia. I went to Morrison Christian Academy in Taiwan my senior year. My dad was a professor at Pitt State, took a sabbatical. He's like, we're going to Taiwan. And I went to this little Christian American school, had the best experience ever, met amazing people. That's where my faith from going to church every Sunday and like, oh gosh, got to go to church. All of a sudden I'm surrounded by high school kids who lived out their faith very vocally. It was a lot of missionary kids, and it helped me to go, oh my gosh, it's like this is something that people that I hang out with, that I respect a lot, they're open about it and I want to learn more. And so even though I had a great faith base from my family, it was really helpful to have a group of kids that were my peers that definitely valued this and made it a big part of their lives. And so I think that was a part of the reason when we came back to the States, we had like 3 weeks till college started. And my dad's like, well, as we're driving, because we like flew into Denver and drove to Kansas, but he's like, there's this school called Concordia and we're Lutheran, and you want to stop by and check it out? And I'm like, sure, better do it sometime, because we didn't have internet back then. And I don't remember everything. I met Joe Gabbani, who's become a great mentor and friend of mine in the biology world. And I just remember walking out to the car and going, oh, this is it. So that was my college search. And I walked onto the team. Coach had no idea who I was. And I ran and I got pretty good at it. And then I was just telling someone this the other day. I went into education. I had a bunch of guys on the cross country team that were all going to be teachers, and it sounded pretty cool. And so I became a teacher and started off middle school. What I never thought about, because I'm clueless. Okay. My wife will tell you this sometimes. I never took a coaching class. I never thought, oh, I'm a collegiate athlete that's been to nationals several times. I'm going to be asked to coach at a Lutheran school. Go figure, right? And so I show up at what used to be called the Lutheran School, now is called Belvoir Academy in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And Gordon Stuckert was my principal. And basically, they're like, start the program again. It's been gone for I don't know how many years. And so I had like 50 or 60 kids. We're in the middle of Chattanooga with no place to run and no facilities and no assistant coaches. And cross country was all right because I knew distance, but they're like, okay, teach throws and jumps and like hurdle. I had no idea. So I was desperately calling my friends and going, what do I do? And they're just like, care about the kids, learn everything you can at every clinic you go to, and it'll eventually start to fall into place. And they were right. And so it was really interesting that when, you know, and I kept running myself, but eventually, long story short, I am teaching and coaching in Lutheran schools after a 2-year break doing grad school at Iowa in science ed. And the opportunity, Concordia Chicago reached out to me and said, hey, we need a head track coach. We'd like to interview you. And I was faced with a decision. I said to my wife, Jill, I'm like, well, what do you think? She's like, well, you have to ask yourself, if you could only teach science or only coach for the rest of your life, and that was the choice you had to live with, which would you choose and why? And keep in mind, all of this was with a lot of prayer. We were like, oh, gosh, help us with this. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I love teaching, and I love the kids, but the ones that I get closest to are through the coaching world. Those are the ones I get invited to the weddings, and so that's the path that I took. And so I did 6 years at Concordia Chicago, 2 years at Valley Lutheran in Phoenix, teaching high school science again. And then Concordia Nebraska gave me a call, and here I am, year 10 done. So does that answer your question?
It does, yes. And Josh, I'll come back to you with that question, but we need to take a quick break first. We're talking with Matt Beisel and Josh Schumacher about athletics in the formation of future church workers. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Matt Beisel, head cross-country and track and field coach at Concordia University, Nebraska, and Josh Schumacher, head football coach at Concordia University, St. Paul. And Coach Schumacher, it's your turn to answer this question. How have athletics been a key part of your development as an athlete and also as a holistic person?
Yeah, I loved physical contact sports. My dad got me into reading the newspaper though as a kid by reading the box scores. We'd play catch with the football when the Packers were on. We lived in, my dad was serving the Northern Wisconsin district and driving around all the churches that had deaf, and he did services in sign language for them. And I played soccer up there. And then we moved to a small farm town called Carrollton, Missouri. And, at recess, they just played football every single time. And they wouldn't let me play at first. I had to be the referee. And I remember my first day, I said, it's 5th and 10. And I had a nice guy that came over to me. He's like, it only goes up to 4th down, doesn't go to 5th. And eventually, you know, I just fell in love with playing football there. You know, I think overall, though, just in terms of activity, you know, my parents, my dad played football at St. Paul Lutheran High School, Concordia, Missouri. My mom wasn't an athlete growing up. So it wasn't something that was like a huge thing that was forced upon me. You know, I remember in middle school at the public school I was at in Jerseyville, Illinois, my dad called because there was something going on with the school on Wednesday night, which was supposed to be reserved for, you know, church night and confirmation, everything like that. And so it was a blessing to me that it was put in proper perspective in my life, that it was really important to me. My parents supported me, but it wasn't something that was the most important thing. And I think that's really important for just, I think, everyone to keep perspective that, you know, the physical fitness and activity and the things that you learn from it and the continued growth and taking care of the stewardship of your body. But like the end all be all is not youth sports. And try to navigating that with my own 4 kids is definitely a challenge. But, you know, you're trying to figure out your busy lives. But in terms of I got to wrestle. I had a coach that went to my church in Bristol, Connecticut. And I was at a public Bristol Eastern High School. And the coach told all the kids at school, he's like, oh, he's a good wrestler. We should recruit him out. So I ended up going out to wrestle at 189. And because they didn't have anyone there and they had a good team. And the coach just told me, just don't get pinned. Save us 3 points. You know, and eventually I really grew into that and ended up wrestling pretty well. Even though it was a tough start, I broke my nose playing football before I got on a school bus. My nose is still a little bit crooked from it. But I would say the sports in my life, you know, the physical contact I always appreciated, as well as the strategy. And so I ended up going to, I had applied to 3 Concordias. I ended up going to Concordia Chicago. There's a new head football coach there, Jeff Hines at the time. And my sister's science professor at Concordia Chicago had taught him down at a Lutheran school in Texas and just encouraged me to recheck out Concordia Chicago because I was kind of set to go to Nebraska where my mom went. And so I went there to be a part of a new, you know, a new team, new vision, new coach. And really, you know, it was ups and downs. I had 3 coaches while I was there. Jeff Hines slid into the dean of students role. And then Coach Conwell, who I really loved, ended up passing away. But got cancer in between my sophomore and junior year. And I was set to transfer to Concordia, Nebraska, but I had was dating a wonderful girl that was, you know, she was an art major and she was in Lutheranette as well. And so I decided to stay and finish it out. But it ended up opening the door later in life. I taught geometry and algebra 2 and was the head wrestling coach at Faith Lutheran High School in Las Vegas. And then Coach Priest later called me to be the defensive coordinator at Concordia Ann Arbor. And, you know, that part, it was such a blessing to be a part of. They had never won. They'd only had football for 2 years. We got to be a part of the first win. I was a part of the last win. We won a couple conference championships. And just the opportunity to be around other Christian men and really get to grow it was truly impactful. And so I would say, you know, you want to, as a coach, try to create that experience that isn't necessarily not like some big emotional life-changing type of thing, but you're trying to create an experience that they can continue to grow from things that they've learned from their families and churches growing up, or for people that haven't had that, you know, create this opportunity that there is more out there and sharing God's word with them. So yeah, sports has been a huge avenue for my life. And I think, you know, the lessons I've learned, right, that you can learn in a locker room, and be in an environment. In football, there's guys from, it's some sports, I think maybe they listen to more of the same music. Football, we've got guys that listen to all different kinds of music, guys from small towns, guys from the city. I really appreciate that environment of having guys from so many different places coming together. I think that's a real challenge, but it's an exciting one.
We have just a few minutes left. I want to talk about the students on your teams that you coach. Let's talk about the church work students. How do you see their involvement in sports and athletics at the university level? How do you see that shaping their future as future church workers? Coach Beisel, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Thank you. Yeah. So here at Concordia, Nebraska, I mean, we have a pretty big team. I think we have about 180 on our track team, and a pretty significant percentage of them are church work. They're pre-sem, pre-deaconess, pre-DCE, or DCE majors, or they're going into Lutheran education in some way. And so I think that when you're with a team, and again, these are things that shaped my life too, is you're surrounded, like Josh was saying, like you're surrounded by men and women who share your values, share your beliefs, build you up in it. And you're all struggling through life, but it's like when you're down, you know, this teammate or this group of teammates is there for you, and they give you perspective from a faith perspective, is what am I experience here? And then sometimes, like when you're doing okay, they're down, and it goes back and forth. So it's the iron sharpens iron. You're building each other up, and you're all growing together. And then to have so many team activities, both when I was an athlete, but also as a part of our team now, a lot of it I don't have anything to do with. I mean, I've got 3 married guys on my current cross country team alone. And so these are adults or becoming adults who take a lot of ownership and responsibility for starting Bible studies within the sprints, jumps, hurdles group or the distance group. Obviously there's a lot of opportunities on campus that they pursue. We have a thing called Praise on Wednesday nights, and apparently a large percentage of my track kids go to that. And so So as all of this growth is happening, you've got people who are specifically going into church work in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and I think it's huge for them. I think it helps them to interact and learn to relate to a whole wide range of people of different personalities, everything from, you know, introverted to extroverted, everything in between. And we do tend to draw from Nebraska and contiguous states, but we still get a lot of kids from Lutheran high schools in particular from all over the United States. Kids, I got quite a few kids from Concordia Fort Wayne on our team, for instance. We get kids from Vegas and California and in Arizona. And so, like Josh was saying, they bring a whole set of perspectives. I think it expands your worldview a little bit. And so then when it comes to, and what's really cool is there's a lot of faith-filled kids, both Lutheran and non-Lutheran on our team, who are leaders and servant leaders. And it just gives you chills seeing it happening. And you just thank God for it. But when it's time for them to go student teach or to do their DC internship, I mean, we just assume that we might have them for 3 years and then they're on a DC internship. And that's fine. I mean, more and more kids are coming into college these days with lots of college credit. And so we've had all Americans, national champions graduate in three who, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it would have been nice for you to stay another year. But they're like, well, my husband's station, or I'm getting married this summer. My husband's stationed in Germany, or I'm taking over this real estate business in Scottsdale. It's like, you know, we're not going to tell you no. But at the same time with the kids that are going into church work specifically, we always work around that. And I know that for some of them, they're like some of our athletes are like, I want to go someplace different. So they go to Faith in Vegas, or they go, you know, you name it, one of the Lutheran schools around the country, and we lose them that semester, and that's just what it is. And I 100% support that. And at the same time, every now and then we'll get kids who are, things are clicking along with the running or the jumping or the throwing, and they're like, I want to maybe student teach more locally and try to continue and finish up my last season. And so they'll go to Lincoln Lutheran or one of the Lutheran grade schools around here where they can drive back and forth each day. And so it works out. But I think that, I mean, we're really big on finding incentives. I know St. Paul is too, about getting people to consider church work. There's such a great need for pastors and teachers and in other areas of ministry. And we just, you can't get enough of it. And so that's something that I know a lot of us, you know, kids who come in for different reasons, like myself, who suddenly go, oh, this seems like a great option, because you have these great professors that are talking about that as an option. You have teammates who are doing it. And then you're like, well, I think I'll add an LTD to that. And then boom, there you go. So I love what's happening here. I'm thankful for President Bull and his leadership. You know, it's just been great. So yeah, that's about where I'm at on it. I'd love to hear what Josh has to say.
Josh, with about another minute, what are your thoughts on how participating in sports impacts in the future of future church workers?
Yeah, I think it puts them in another environment besides maybe just their classroom, and it creates other opportunities for them to just be comfortable around different people, to get to connect in that way. And at CSP, you know, CSP is a very different campus than Concordia, Nebraska. And in terms of, like, it's 50% students of color at CSP. And it is, it's a great blessing that I really think that President Bob Holtz, that I read about him, he was an athlete, and he had just passed away this spring. So it was fun to learn about him and his movement to improve the athletics at CSP. But I think ultimately the opportunity, if you can be in this environment where your coach can help guide you and with these conversations as you're leading teammates, where you have Christian coaches that it's like, hey, how am I going to deal with these problems? And you can give a little wisdom and insight to them. You know, you can really see the church work students on your teams be like sheepdogs and kind of help really have the guardrails for your culture, really kind of promote the ideals that you're promoting. And they really, you know, they end up being awesome guys that are loved by their teammates. And I think it's a great opportunity just, you know, as this, it's not an internship, you know, in terms of like you're going out doing this, but you're getting this everyday practical experience, getting to work with your teammates, working through conflict and dealing with adversity.
Our guest today, Matt Beisel, head cross country and track and field coach at Concordia University, Nebraska. Coach Beisel, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been great.
And Coach Josh Schumacher, head football coach at Concordia University, St. Paul. Coach Schumacher, thanks for being our guest.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.